Kingston, Ontario. Good evening. This is A Working Knowledge. My name is Grim, and I'm your host for the next 60 minutes here on CFRC and every Wednesday evening from 10 until 11 p.m. Thank you so much for joining me, as always. I appreciate it. Lots of wonderful music to come your way this evening. Of course, I would say that. A mix of things, some country, some maybe some folk, some Indian alternative in that mix that I can predict thus far as we are 30 seconds into the show. A giant passed this week. Chris Christopherson died. And so we're going to kick things off. I think we're going to play a couple of Christopherson tracks or songs that he wrote throughout the course of the evening, because he's a great songwriter. And the people who performed his music just did an absolute justice. So we're going to start with some Johnny Cash, of course, with Sunday Morning Coming Down.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
There was a girl named Bee. She had a history, but she's got no past. When they shut her down, the Russians moved in. Now I'm too scared, I'm too scared to even walk on past. She used to say, all those good people down on Jubilee Street, they ought to practice what they preach on Jubilee Street. But here I come, I'm pushing my wheel of love. I got love in my tummy and a tiny little pain, and a 10-ton catastrophe on a 60-pound chain. And I'm pushing my wheel of love up Jubilee Street. Well, look at me now, look at me now.
Transforming,
us out of that set there. That was new from Christian Laufer, a new album out just this past year with a piece called Roust, featuring Malou there on vocals. And right before them, from I was dialing it way back, 1996, Future Sound of London, and a track called We Have Explosive, which really deserves to be heard at extremely loud volume. We started tonight with some Johnny Cash, of course, as a bit of an ode to Kris Kristofferson, who wrote the song Sunday Morning Coming Down, and then performed by Johnny Cash, an absolute classic, both of performance and writing. And then we heard from some Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds live, performing Jubilee Street, which has become quite the focal point in his live shows, and I can understand why. That was awfully good. He's touring, coming to Canada. So if you're a Cave fan, he's playing Toronto. That's probably the nearest venue that we can see. My name's Graham. This is A Working Knowledge, and this is CFRC 101.9 FM. We're going to get into some music, some Canadian music in just a sec, of an artist Lassa de Sella. Now, she passed a number of years ago, in 2010, at age 37, sadly due to breast cancer, but she was a well-regarded artist, particularly from the Montreal scene of the early 2000s. And this past weekend at the Pop Montreal Festival, so Sunday and Monday, just a couple days ago, there were a number of artists performing in tribute to her, such as Feist, Calexico, Juana Molina, Silvana Estrada, and others. And it kind of struck me, that is the rustling of actual paper, because I'm old and I like a paper. An article in New York Times on the weekend, the Sunday New York Times, by Fred Goodman, who's writing a book about Lassa de Sella. So there was this lovely full page write up of her, and I've always enjoyed her music, so we're gonna hit some Lassa de Sella in just a moment or two. But once again, we're gonna start the set with another Kris Kristofferson penned song, Help Me Make It Through the Night, as performed by Sammy Smith. Went to number one on the country charts back in the day and did very well on the pop charts as well. This is Sammy Smith and Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft against your skin like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong, I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. Thank you. crianza no nos enseñaron el valor de nuestra herencia.
Sálvese quien pueda, sálvese. We'll be right back. Just standing in the sun.
Well, as we have some talking heads sort of waltzing us out of the program there, this is Working Knowledge on CFRC 101.9 FM. Of course, talking heads with This Must Be the Place. This Must Be the Place. Thanks for checking me out. I'm almost at the end of the show. Broken Social Scene in there with from their, it's actually their second album, but it's their big debut, Pacific Theme. And interesting, just reading today, there is a documentary coming out all about the band. Called It's All Gonna Break, coming out. There's a trailer out now, directed by Stephen Chung. It documents the early years of the band and the creation of its first three albums. So that'll be very interesting. I'm not exactly sure of a release date, but soon. Something interesting to track down for sure. And then what else was in there of note? Yola Tango, Autumn Sweater, an absolute favorite of mine. From their 1997 album, I Can Hear Their Heart Beating as One. Now, I'm not a big fan of those, songs, books, foods, etc. You must eat before you die, or the top 105 or whatever. However, every home should have this album. It's that one I can say. I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One. An absolute classic. An album I've never grown tired of listening. Just love it to pieces. And, that's about it. Thanks very much for checking me out. I'm here every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. 60 minutes of me playing my favorite music. Going to end with one more piece of music. Andy Schauf from his debut album, The Party, Early to the Party. It's like the first track on the album. He's coming to town on the 11th playing the Spire, so perhaps I'll see you there. Thanks for listening. See you at some gigs. Cheers.
He's ahead of you. He's talking shit. He never thinks of you. So bite your lip and watch him walk off with his friends, leaving you all. once again. Put on the wall, get you a coil and all the shorts. Get you a tie and you a knot. Won't let you leave, put on the wall. Get you a coil and all the shorts. Get you a tie and you a knot. Won't let you leave, put on the wall. Get you a coil and all the shorts. Get you a tie and you a knot. Never let you leave.
Queens alumni, homecoming is just a week away. Get ready for a weekend packed with fun, memories, and excitement. Whether you're looking to reconnect, celebrate, or just enjoy the festivities, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out. Find out all the details and plan your perfect weekend at queensu.ca/alumni/homecoming.
Oh, waiter.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.